listening to the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast, brought to you by GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi. Thanks for joining us. The 2013 Clean 15. For those on a budget, you can't always buy organic, but with the help of the Environmental Working Group's 2013 Dirty Dozen and Clean 15 lists, you can choose organic where it matters most. On the clean side, the crops that tested with little or no pesticide residues include sweet potatoes, eggplant, and cabbage. It also includes some obvious ones like mushrooms, which are usually harvested wild or grown in controlled environments that don't need pesticides, and onions. Now, corn and papaya are also on the clean list, but could it be because they're genetically engineered? Maybe. On the dirty side, strawberries continue to dominate, along with apples, cherry tomatoes, grapes, and spinach. There's an additional warning about collards and kale, and summer squash is tagged as well. For a complete list of the Dirty Dozen and Clean 15, visit www.ewg.org/foodnews and check out the other wonderful things on the Environmental Working Group's website. And visit GardenNerd.com for upcoming events, like a free biointensive workshop at Ocean View Farms on May 11th at 1 p.m., and more book signing events for Gardening for Geeks. Happy gardening! You can find more tips and tidbits for all your organic gardening needs at GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi, and until next time, happy gardening!